Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is Paris.
Hello, guys. We are back with This is Paris. Hey, Hunter.
Hi, Paris. A very fun, highly anticipated episode right now.
I know. The finale episode of The Bachelor last night was insane.
Yeah. And now we have Clayton and Susie on the show, which I've got a lot of questions. I'm sure you do, too. So let's just bring them in.
Yes, let's do it.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you. Well.
Quite a wild ride you've been on for these past, I don't know, how long has this process been for you?
We're at 6 months now, right? Since we first met?
Yeah, well, we met back in, gosh, I don't even know anymore.
September. It's been 4 or 6 months, yeah. Yes, 6 months, correct, yes.
Yeah.
So how are you guys feeling now that everything's aired?
Oh, gosh, a slew of emotions. I think right now in this moment, we're very happy and relieved that it's all over, because obviously, as people saw last night, it was a lot of emotion. We have mixed feelings about it all, as far as feeling, you know, very sad, but extremely excited for the women now, Gabby and Rachel, to have their opportunity to go find love. So, and we're happy on our end with each other.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Was it hard for you, like, to prepare to, like, step into this role of The Bachelor? Like, did you know what you were getting yourself into?
No, I did not. You know, I had this tagline, like the guy from the Midwest, but I really hadn't watched a lot of reality television. I knew about the show, but I didn't know what all it was going to entail to be The Bachelor. And so I walked in with my eyes wide open, but not really knowing kind of how things worked. And it was a big reality check very early on.
Yeah, pretty insane finale. Like, I feel like of all the finales The Bachelor's ever had, Clayton, you were the first, right, to basically, at least in the initial finale, to not have a partner at the end of the series, right?
That's what I've been told, yeah. So, listen, obviously that was not at all what I was hoping. As people saw throughout the season, I said I wanted to get down on one knee at the end of it. I had every intention to. But my actions led me down a different path.
So Susie, like, how did you guys like get back together? Like what happened?
So we took a few steps back in the relationship. Obviously we broke up in Iceland. And then when we first started talking again after Iceland, we didn't put any pressure on restarting a relationship or expectations. We just had open and honest conversations that allowed us to understand each other better, understand where we were both at during the show. And just we kind of relayed the foundation for a stronger relationship than what we had previously.
What was the first text message?
I slid into his DMs because I didn't have his number. And I just, you got to do what you got to do.
She said, I think it was you up. That was the first.
No, it was not. That was not it. I was, oh my gosh.
Sorry, this is our relationship. This is what we do. We literally don't feel bad. She literally makes fun of me all the time. Yeah, so do. This is what we do. Dish it. But she reached out and said, you know, I'd love to have a candid conversation with you if you're up for it.
Yeah.
And what was your first, when you saw that message come in, what was your first thought, Clayton?
I thought it was fake. I thought someone was already trying to get ahead on the spoiler account. So I'm like, this is, come on now. Like, and then I was like, this can't be real. But I clicked on her profile, saw it was legit. And I was like, all right, I guess we'll see where this one goes.
Was it the first time you had seen her Instagram? Because you guys aren't allowed to like look at that stuff during the show. So like, had you already gone onto her Instagram post show and been like, what's she like? Did you do your Instagram stalking post show?
No, not really, because that was what, next day after like the show ended. And so I remember, it's the craziest thing. I was just scrolling through my DMs just because I had my phone back and I'm reading all my messages for the first time. And I just remember like she was wearing red. That's my favorite color. It's just the craziest thing. And it caught my eye and I stopped. And I looked at the name and it said Susie. And I was like, no way. Like, there's no way. And it's just, I think if she would have been wearing a blue, I might have just scrolled right past.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it was a little blue. It was like, you know, the little, just your
my
little
one
picture.
Red dress.
The red,
caught your eye.
It caught my eye. Yeah. So it's crazy how it works.
So Susie was for me, that would be so hard for me to, I don't know, be on a show with a guy and see him with other girls and like, I don't know. I would just give me anxiety. Like, how are you so strong?
Oh, thanks. I think it is really tough, but I tried to stay rational the entire time that I was there. I think I had love for Clayton before I fell in love with him. And so there was a part of me that had to remind myself, it may not be me at the end of this. And although I wanted it to be me, I knew what was best for Clayton was going to be what was best ultimately for everybody, because everything would work out the way that it's supposed to. The pieces of the puzzle would get put together. And that's how I had peace. I was like, whatever is meant to be is going to happen. And if Clayton finds love with somebody else, and I just have to choose to be happy for him. And I was just lucky that it was actually with me in the end. So I think that kind of rational mindset was both good and bad, because it did challenge us at times where I was thinking rationally instead of emotionally, and love is, I think, both. It can be both of those things.
Yeah, love is a complicated thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Especially on national television.
Exactly.
That's a good, very big understatement.
Yeah. Yes.
Susie, when you said no, or before you said no, was there like, out of the final three or out of the other two girls, was there someone who you're like, oh, that's who I'm most worried about? Like, that's who I think Clayton would pick if not me. Obviously, he picked you, but was there somebody? Was there another person?
I would say both Gabby and Rachel. We all knew each other very well at the end. So I kind of did go into that week just under the assumption, it sounds horrible, I just didn't think it was me. I was kind of preparing myself mentally. I just think that it's not me. But I think that like, maybe that just speaks to the women, because I joke, I'm like, I fell in love with Gabby and Rachel on the show. Like, it's not hard to fall in love with them. They are incredible and so different, and there's a lot to fall in love with. So I think that was intimidating for me going into that week. I was like, I just don't know how it could be me. I see what he sees, and like, how could you not fall in love with either one of them?
So did you love all the girls the whole time, or was there any like crazy drama?
Yeah, there was totally crazy drama.
What was the craziest thing? Like, something maybe that didn't even end up on the show because they like had to cut it out because it was too crazy.
I don't know that they cut anything that was too crazy out. Like there were times that, yeah, you can only fit so much in, but the night that Shanae threw the trophy, I mean, it was a very serious and like tense moment, but it was also thrilling. Like, I'm not going to lie, when that happened, I was like, shit, I was yelling after. I was like, Shanae, come back here. Like, but I was like, let me hear, like, where is her mind? Cause I want to hear like what brought her to throw that trophy. Like, I thought it was wild. Like at first people were shocked and then we were like literally laughing. We were like, what was that? It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Pretty wild season overall, but everybody's talking about this finale thing. Everybody who I saw on Instagram talking about it was like, this is the most intense one yet. Now that it's over, now that the reunion is done and everything, what are you guys going to do in your personal relationship? Like, what are the steps you guys are looking at taking? Are you moving, Clayton? Is that part of it?
Yeah, we're getting on a plane tomorrow and moving to Virginia. So I really wanted to give us the best shot possible. And so I stepped away from my job, sold my condo and I'm giving this, we're moving under one roof. That's the best way, I think, to see if this will work or not.
It's a pretty aggressive way to figure out if it's going to work or not.
No, hey, yeah, we'll definitely find out.
We've joked that we'll figure it out real quick whether it's going to work or not. Mm-hmm.
So how did you decide that you wanted to do this show? Because I've actually been asked to do the show as well as The Bachelorette and shows it. But I always said no because I was like, oh my God, I'd feel so weird. Like, having to like hook up with people and like just like dump people and do all these things. And then so I ended up doing a show called Paris Hilton's My New BFF, so I could just be like friends with the people and not have to hook
love
up with
that
them
for you.
No drama. But it was but even that, I wasn't like breaking up with people, but sort of. I wouldn't give them a rose or anything, but I'd just be like TTYN, which means talk to you never, and like they would leave. But I would have such anxiety before each one of those because I felt so bad and they would all be crying and my heart would break for them. And I'm just wondering for you, Clayton, like how was like that moment every time you would have to do that? Would that just be like, were you dying inside?
Yeah, I was. Every rose ceremony, I think you could see it in my face. I mean, I could barely even pulled together a smile because I realized that I was breaking up with somebody every rose ceremony. And of course, as the farther I got in, the harder it got because the emotions were stronger. And, at the end of the day, I just wanted the women to know that just because we're ending things here doesn't mean you did anything wrong. Doesn't mean you're not worthy of love. Again, I was like, I hope that these women stay open. I hope that they realize that they are going to find what they're looking for. And so I just, at the end of the day, I just wanted to make sure that they were okay at the end of it all. It sucked to realize all the pain that I caused, and all I can hope is that maybe one day they'll forgive me for what I did. But I had to realize that no matter what, from the day I came in, I realized I was going to end up breaking somebody's heart. I mean, it was inevitable.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
This is Paris.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Susie, you know, why do you think that you originally thought that Clayton wasn't your person when you guys broke up, when you broke up with him at the end?
Yeah, I was just really kind of freaked out by the whole experience at that point. I didn't really know where my trust was with anybody or anything. And I was like, I need to remove myself from this situation for myself. And so I genuinely felt terrible, you know, turning down that final rose, but I knew for myself that it was the best thing I could do. And I still stand by that, because like restarting our relationship on the outside world, we've been able to do it on our own terms without any pressure that would have come from anywhere, but especially from myself. You know, I was there last night beside Clayton because I wanted to, and I believe that he is my person. So it wasn't, yeah, I don't disregard my decision. I think it actually made us stronger.
And what made you change your mind and want to have that conversation with him?
I also think, yeah, it's kind of confusing because I don't know that I ever really changed my mind. I guess I did change my mind, but I knew when I was saying goodbye to Clayton in Iceland, I remember thinking of like, you're going to hear from me tomorrow. Like, I'm going to reach out to you, just because I cared about him so much that I wanted to make sure he was going to be okay. Although, yeah, we did technically have closure in Iceland, based on like the words that we spoke, we didn't have as much time as we needed. We took weeks to talk on the phone for hours upon hours every single day. And we did that before ever deciding to get back together or meet up. And there, you know, we didn't have the time even to facilitate those conversations in Iceland still. So just having the time to rebuild and really figure out who each other is and what we need from each other.
What have you guys learned about each other since the finale? Like, what have you learned off camera that we haven't seen?
Susie is incredibly weird.
Yes.
And she, I can't even walk up the steps with her behind me because she thinks she's funny with her. Yeah, I just, no orifice is safe.
Oh my God.
That's hot.
Thank you,
Paris. Oh, the iconic line. We got the iconic line.
We made it.
Oh man,
loves
it. No, literally.
You know what? We've learned so much about each other. We've had so much fun.
We've had a lot of fun.
Not that part. I don't like to be.
Yes,
I don't.
Guys.
I don't like to clench my cheeks. Everywhere.
Okay,
honey, you love it.
Yeah, come on, Clay. Just open up, man. It's a safe
space. Thank you.
I've opened up in a lot of ways.
Yes.
I think I've reached that limit.
All right. Susie, what about you? What have you learned about Clayton?
I've learned a lot about Clayton. The biggest thing, it's a little bit more sentimental than that, but he is genuinely such a good person. And I always knew he was a good guy on the show, but post show, I have really seen a glimpse into his heart and his intentions. And I can't speak highly enough about his character. And every single person that meets him, like, feels seen, feels heard. the way he has conversations with people that are driving us around, I just like see all these examples, people that call him and don't know that I'm like listening because they're on speaker and they don't know, they didn't know we were together. And I've heard these conversations of people that he has impacted in his life that have either reached out and, you know, just supported him. And it's meant a lot. It's really just shown me who he is and like how many people he really has impacted in his life. And yeah, it's just proved once again how great of a human being he is.
So
it's really nice.
So what are the next steps? Like, what would happen if someone offered you guys to do like a show about your wedding? Because I just did one called Paris in Love, which is now on Peacock and also on E. And it was
Paris, you stay busy. Man, yes. Yeah, you're doing a ton of shows back to back. It's impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, my husband is like, he's from the Midwest, from a small town, like he's never been on camera. He's like so the opposite of me. So I had to like beg him to do this show with me. And it was very stressful, like having the cameras there and filming everything. But it was just like, it was so beautiful, the show, everything, and like watching the wedding. It's like the ultimate wedding video. So yeah, if it ever comes to that one day, like, would you guys be open to doing a show about it?
I've never thought about a show. I guess being a wedding videographer, I am like obsessed with documenting life and other people, candids. Like, I just love the idea of like being able to look back on your life. So I obviously would hire a wedding videographer if we were to get married, but we've never even thought about, you know, that aspect of like, oh, what could it be, a show like that? That's something that hasn't even crossed my mind, but we certainly would want it documented for us.
Yeah. You know, I think for us right now, we're just taking it one step at a time. Obviously if we get to that point, I would just say personally, I don't use absolutes anymore. And so who knows? I mean, again, if it makes sense, and it'd be really, it would just have to make sense at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
And it'd have to be good for us. We wouldn't just do it just to do it. Yeah.
So we'll see. You never know.
But that sounds super cool that the way you guys say that sounds awesome.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I'm going to watch it.
Inspiration.
Now, yeah. Yeah.
Lane, are you nervous about proposing a second time? Or, you know, now that you've had one kind of proposal for a more intimate relationship go haywire and then come back together, are you is there more nerves with that idea?
No, because I really think that, again, I think we'll know when we know. And I think it'll be one of those things where I may even just be like, hey, you know, what's how you feeling about this if this were to happen in the next 3 months at any point? I think we'll know. And I think this is, we've known each other really well. I mean, we've learned so much. We will learn a ton more as we live together. And I'm pretty certain it'll be fairly apparent whether or not I should get down on a knee or run for the hills.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll make it apparent. Don't worry.
All right, Susie, in the next 3 months, how you feeling?
Thank you. No, we're just so, I joke about it. Like, we can laugh about these things now because like we're in a really good place, but no, we're not in a place to get engaged. We're just having so much fun dating.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. Dating is a fun place to be. And I got to imagine a lot less stressful when there aren't producers and cameras and 30 other women around.
Yeah. Especially the 30 other women.
Absolutely.
Makes it a tad bit easier. Yes. Yeah. Just slightly though.
Clayton, now that you're away from the show, do you look at some of those feelings? Because, not to rehash this, but you know, being in love with multiple people, I've always thought that those shows just kind of create that aura in the room. Right. And it's like, it's hard not to fall in love with people when you're in that situation. But now that you're distant from it, do you look at what you went through and go, oh yeah, that was, I was a situation in the environment, or were all those feelings legitimate and it just worked out that you happened to fall in love the most with the, you know, the right person, the person you're with now?
Yeah. You know, I've taken a lot of time to reflect back on the whole experience. And I will say this, that when I was in that environment, everything I said, I believed to be true. I really felt it. As I now watch it back and look back on it, and I'm now on the outside, I feel that I really did have love for all those women. I had fallen for all of those women in different capacities, But I would say, I guess, as much as I can make sense of it today, I feel that I only probably fell in love with Susie. And that's where, again, I struggled when I was in that environment to understand if it was possible to fall. I think it's possible to fall in love with multiple people. Is it possible to be in love with multiple people? I honestly don't have the answer to that. I don't really know. I don't know. Cause I believed I was when I was there, and now I question it. I don't know if I'll ever have an answer to that.
Very fair.
If I heard my boyfriend or someone say that, I would literally knock them out. I was like,
oh, trust me. When I said that, yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, I said, in that environment, I said that, and I felt like it was acceptable to say. That just goes to show you that now, as I watch it back, I was like, gosh, how could I have said that with a straight face? It's because I thought that was the best way to explain it. I really felt like that was the best way to explain it. So it shows you I was very confused and was trying to make sense of it. And that seemed rational to me.
Do you guys watch the show together and you're just like, oh my God. Like,
we haven't been together for every episode, but we've seen at least half of them together, I would say. And it was hard. Yeah, it's very hard, obviously, to sit there. She already knew it was all coming because I told her right from the jump how it all went down. And but yeah, it's still very tough, obviously, to watch it.
Yeah, it's better for me to be distracted. Like when I'm with my girlfriends and we're all just like drinking wine, and I'm like, I can't hear anything. This is so annoying. But in reality, I'm like, thank God I can't hear anything that is happening on the screen right now.
Oh my God. You guys have been through it, but you guys seem so happy.
Thanks. We're having a lot of fun. And I think it's just starting. We're ready for our freedom. I'm ready to take my man to dinner. I'm gonna take him on a date.
Oh, well, money bags is taking out here soon.
Yes. So. I have one more question for Clayton. What would be your one piece of advice for the next bachelor?
Ask more questions. I think you can. It's better to have more information than less. And then I'd follow that up by saying, follow your heart. You do those two things, and I think you can ultimately end up forgiving yourself for whatever you get yourself into at the end of the day.
Okay. Good advice.
This is Paris.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Seven Sliving Questions.
Are you guys now ready for your Seven Sliving Questions?
Yeah, yes, we're ready.
Bring it.
All right, let's do it. First, Susie, what is the perfect date?
Ooh, a beach date, a little picnic, some wine or champagne, and like finger foods and sunset time.
Okay. And Clayton, what is your favorite body part?
Favorite body part?
The booty. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
She knows.
No, go ahead.
I mean, booty and smile, though. A smile goes a long way to me. Like, it brings happiness to me to see someone else smile.
I like that.
Good answer.
She sold me out.
So sweet.
She sold me out right
you're
there.
So sweet.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, you're such a sweetheart.
Loves it. So, Susie, what is the worst date that you've ever been on and why?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I went out with a guy that was just totally arrogant and was just very opinionated on my lifestyle. And yeah, just had a lot of, you know, advice for me that was unwarranted. And it wasn't very conversational. And I was just like, who are you? I wish I drove myself here. Like, at least he picked me up, but I was like, I wish I drove myself here so I could get out of here. That's probably the worst date I've ever been on.
I bet there's been worse. Come on, you can tell us something more juicy. You just saw your boyfriend go on 30 dates.
What do you want her to say? The worst date was dating me? What do you want her to say? What are you trying to push her into?
No, not you. I just feel like, I don't know.
I really feel like that might have been the worst one. I'm trying to think if there's anything like I haven't had anything crazy.
I knew there was something. I knew it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Camila, I forgot about this. So I lived in Japan for 2 years and I went on a few dates when I was out there. But early on, before I had really any kind of grasp on the language, I went on a date with somebody who also didn't speak English. So we used Google Translate the entire date, which wasn't the worst part, but like I broke every Japanese dating rule. I didn't know there were like, it's like just their cultural norms. I broke every single one and just found myself in the most awkward position with this man who was very, very confused. And I was very confused and we were alone in a like private karaoke room by the end of the night. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, get me out of here. It's just a very strange situation, but I just realized that there's a lot of like cultural norms in Japan where like in America, we can be more casual here, but in Japan, like certain things mean different things there. And so we both were just confused. We didn't speak any each other's languages. And I was just like, what is happening right now? Get me out of here.
What rules did you break? You ran.
Well, and I don't want to speak this to be like absolutes, but I think there's kind of still like that, like the social norms of like after dinner, like it's considered polite to go home and like you don't necessarily like you can say, I guess you can do whatever you want, obviously, always, but I think there are some cultural norms that I was just like, oh yeah, I'm casual. So yeah, let's grab a drink after dinner and let's go to like karaoke or whatever. Like that was the suggestion. At first I was like, absolutely not. But then I end up there and I guess like that's something kind of a part of their hookup culture. And I was just like, yeah, like I'm not really feeling this right now. And I just found myself in a very weird position where I was like, but then I asked my Japanese girlfriends afterwards and their reactions told me everything I needed to know. They were like, oh, you agreed to go to drinks after dinner? Like you did that? And I was like, yeah, why? Like, isn't that like, I would totally do that normally. But in Japan, you know, I just broke every Japanese dating rule and confused this poor man. And I was confused too, especially with the language barrier.
That would have been so awkward. I can't. Yeah. I used to go to Japan all the time, and my sister and I would always go to the karaoke bars. I thought that was like normal. So it's so fun.
Yeah, so fun. I would go all the time with friends and everything like that. Super fun.
Okay, so just not on dates. All right, I get it.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's like, you know, not. Yeah, not ideal. Well, maybe it is ideal. I don't know. Depends what you're looking for.
All right, next living question. Clayton, what is the craziest thing you've done lately besides being on the show?
Well, gosh, you just took the easy answer, yep. Which is that is by far the craziest. You know, I think honestly, I hate to give a boring answer, but I really kind of lived in the Midwest a very just straightforward life that wasn't, didn't really have a ton of excitement. So I'm thinking my craziest days are ahead. And, I really wish I could give you an answer. I haven't done anything too wild. I would love to, I don't know how, you know, how crazy you'll get if you'll jump out of a plane and all that, but stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of it, to be honest with you. I'm kind of stumped.
You moved. You picked up your life. You moved to Arizona. Answer. I know, but that's a boring answer.
I don't have any good juicy, one experience that I can tell you off the top of my head, unfortunately.
Oh man.
I know. I'm sorry. She gave you this fun answer. She just gave you this fun answer, and I just respond with my boring
yeah,
self.
Yeah, you're boring. She's more fun.
I'm aware. Trust me.
Well, that's how relationships work. Like, one needs to be the more fun one. One's more boring one.
Yeah, I like to say more grounded. That's what I like to
grounded.
Say.
Grounded. That's what it is.
That's
okay.
What my husband says, too.
We're just trying to, we're convincing ourselves of it. No one can tell us otherwise.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Next one, Susie. Who was your childhood celebrity crush? And who is your current celebrity crush besides your boyfriend?
Okay, besides my boyfriend, I'm going to give it to him. But okay, growing up, I was and still am a huge Jake Gyllenhaal fan. I always like secretly crushed on him every movie back to like Donnie Darko, like way back in the day. And then as an adult, like I've always said, Michael B. Jordan, chef's kiss, gorgeous, beautiful man. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, my celebrity boyfriend here, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan's a good
looking dude. I mean, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's a hell of
he's handsome.
So I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Okay. Clayton, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had some experiences. Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. What was the experiences? I have too, so I believe you. So, but I love talking about this type of thing.
Oh gosh, this could be a whole podcast itself. I had a buddy or a friend of mine who he lived out in the middle of the woods back in Missouri, and his house was legitimately haunted. As far as I'm concerned, he told me they had it blessed. He had seen apparitions all throughout the house. When I was there one day, we were in the game room, which was haunted, and the light switch flipped on by itself. And every time you were in that room, you could never fall asleep because you felt like somebody was standing right over you. Oh. And baby handprints on the windows.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
that house had a lot of stuff going on. It was apparently built on a burial ground. That's the way he told me that. There was a lot to that house.
Oh my God. Maybe. I have goosebumps everywhere. It's so scary.
Yeah.
I would never go for a sleepover there ever.
Yeah, we actually one of our friends, one of my best friends is agnostic, and we were like, let's see if this is truly haunted. He doesn't believe in this so much. So we put him in that room, and he came in 5 minutes later and was like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like someone's watching me. So that solidified it.
Ugh.
We used him as the bait. We're like, let's see if this is legitimate or not. Poor guy.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Okay. Yeah. Last living question for you, Susie.
Okay.
What is your perfect date?
Oh, my perfect date? Didn't we say that one? The beach, right?
No, I said your worst. Now I'm asking if you're like, so your boyfriend here listening can plan the perfect date. Here's your opportunity just to say it out loud to me. Because I'm asking you, instead of hinting about it to him all the time, just say it right now. So
I love
knows.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, especially since he's moving to the beach.
Well, if you could give me two, because I think you said on the beach, but what would be another good? Okay. Give me a second option so I can have multiple here.
So let's give you an option. I'm gonna say, I love to eat.
I do too.
And I love
that's why we're together.
Yeah, that's actually why he picked me. I love a beautiful view. I love this. I love seeing the sunset. I try to catch it always if I can. So yeah, sunset view, dinner, rooftop, looking at the ocean. Couldn't ask for more. And just like bomb food, bomb drinks. That's Perfect.
Okay.
You know, I hope you're taking note.
Oh, it's all mental.
Thank you, Paris. Thank you so much. Yeah. This is actually couples therapy.
And what about for a birthday or Valentine's Day present? What's your favorite thing?
Okay, well, this is dramatic, but I don't. Clayton knows this. I'm like, I will never. I feel like I'm not even like a big. I like to give gifts, but I don't even know how to like ask for gifts. So if I were to.
I'm asking you
a trip, like something fun or even just an adventure. It doesn't have to be like an extravagant thing, but like pack your bags, you've got a road trip or like a 3-day getaway, like something like that is just so thoughtful in my opinion, because yeah, I love to travel. I love to just pick up and go if I can. So planning like a guy for a guy to plan something like that, I would be like, so impressed. I would be just super grateful. That'd be the best gift.
It is the best gift. My husband does that literally all the time. We celebrate our month anniversaries. We're like on number like 20 or I think 30 month anniversaries. And
oh my gosh, so cute.
It's so cute. And he will literally just be like, honey, we're going on a trip, pack. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, I'm not telling you. We're just getting on my jet. We're going. And we go, and I have no idea where I'm going, but I'll be like, honey, is it warm or cold? Like, I don't want to like go to Aspen and like have bikinis or like go to like wherever, like Bora Bora and like have like a ski suit. So he'll tell me if it's warm or cold, but it's just like so romantic. I love it.
It's romantic when he does it. But when I say pack a shopping bag, we're going to get in the taxi, It's going to leave in a minute.
Yeah.
Not as romantic as a jet.
The jet is nice, but like I think it's so romantic. Anything you do, like I don't know, like it'd be fun to like go on a trip, like in a like one of the like the RVs and like go somewhere. Like that would be so. We wanted to do that. I haven't done it yet with him, but that sounds just so cute to go like camping.
That's so fun.
I don't know. I love like romantic trips.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
Yeah. Paris is the ultimate influence for me when it comes to being romantic. And I hope she has been for you. But guys, I know you guys are busy. Get back to whatever you're doing, being in love, putting fingers in places, upstairs, whatever it is that you guys are trying to get back to. But thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you so much. You guys were so much fun.
I'm so happy for you both. You guys are a beautiful couple. I can't wait to see the babies and the wedding.
Thank you. You have faith in us.
Yes. And I wish you all, the luck.
Thank you so much. So great talking to you both.
Congratulations to you both.
Bye. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.